This month's History of Hard, Indefinable Music features Blatt Records, which operated out of Hamburg, Germany between 1998 and 2000. There are only six releases, but in amongst them were some really classic tracks. To my mind, Blatt kind of rose out of the ashes of Fischkopf Record, which was also a big part of the Hamburg scene. Blatt was a sub-label of Otaku Records, which now seems to be more of a record shop in Hamburg, but still going. Inevitably, for anybody who knows me, I'm going to start this evening's show with a Taciturn track from 1998's Blatt No. 1, which was a split between Taciturn and EPC. This one's called Miss Louise, and I think it might warm us up nicely.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Taciturn from Blut number 1. Miss Louise, that was the name of the track. Next I'm going to play a track from Absolute Terrorfield, aka Naoto Suzuki. You might not recognise the name Absolute Terrorfield, but you might know some of the other names he's been involved in, such as Blue Calcs, Smiley Slayers, and my personal favourite, Burning Lazy Persons. Again, this is another artist that I first came across on Fishkoff and who showed up again on Blut. It's a proper bit of Japanese terror, this. Interestingly enough, after a long hiatus, he put out a new EP on Terror Noise Recordings this year. This particular track is eponymous and the Sealand mix.
ある歌手は遠くへ行きたいと歌って喝采を浴びたが、遠くへ逃げたいと歌う僕をシスターストロベリーは恥じているようだった。
Next up is a track from Amiga Shock Force, who also did a release on Fishkopf. This is a good example of the sound at the time. It was released in 1999 in sort of a trashy mix of Amiga core. Quite like the low resolution sampling and trashy sound quality on this one, even if the pressing does leave a little bit to be desired. This particular track is called Dick, and it's taken from Blut number 5, the Crash Suicide EP, Amiga Shock Force. There we go, certainly clear your ears out a bit of Amiga core for you. Now I'm going to spin a couple of tracks from Low Entropy, another resident of Hamburg. This was Low Entropy's first vinyl release, and he went on to release tracks on Praxis, Black Monolith and so on. He's quite an interesting producer in my opinion, using some low-tech techniques again. I know, for example, at one point he was definitely using a Game Boy and LSDJ. I'm pretty sure one of these tracks must have been done, certainly some parts of it on a Game Boy. Anyway, these two are my faves from Blut No. 6, which was unfortunately the last Blut release in 2000 already. This one was called the Anti-Sedative EP, Blut No. 6. First of these tracks is called Sad Step from Low Entropy, and the second one again is Low Entropy, Neuromancer Remix.
Thank you.
seeing as we've got a bit of time, I'm going to squeeze in one more from the Low Entropy EP. This one's called Starting Up.
I think it's starting up again.
Right, so now we get to what, in my opinion, is one of the absolute highlights of Blut Records, and this one's taken from Blut number 3, which was a double 12-inch by Taciturn. This was actually a simultaneous release with the white label test pressing, also coming out as Fishkopf 25, I think it was. This one I'm playing from the Blut version. Taciturn's quite an interesting character. For example, this album had a cover with a photo of a bound-up guy who had presumably just hung himself. Around the time of the release, the rumour was that Taciturn had committed suicide. There are various rumours, and obviously it depends on who you believe, but one of my favourite bits of gossip from that period is that it all apparently started after a set he played at a party organised by Eat Your Bones, whose name you may remember from us talking about Billy Sticks. Hello, Billy. Anyway, so the legend goes, Taciturn showed up to play his live set at the party dressed in a full SS uniform and played what he described as a dead set, definitely not a live set. As far as I know, that was actually the last time that he played any hard electronic music as a live set, and it seems that the death was just the artist known as Taciturn dying. Anyway, this, in my opinion, is a really outstanding piece of music, and regardless of all of the rumours and misinformation around it, still a stand-up track, and it's certainly one that I've played in parties on many an occasion. So this one's going out to all the loons who've gotten down to this one over the years. You all know who you are. Enjoy. ¶¶ So there we go, that was Taciturn, Den to Ten. So I'm going to pull another track off of Blut number 3, the double pack by Taciturn. This particular one is called Taciturn's Tabla. And I'm going to dedicate this one to all the brave people who are currently resisting in the Middle East. Storming track from Taciturn on Blut number 3, Taciturn's Tabla. This next track is another one from Amiga Shock Force. This one's called Encore.
Mesdames, Messieurs, le disque jockey Zash est de retour. Après le succès imprévu du titre It's My Life, je dis merci à tous les autres disjockeys pour leur coopération fantastique. Un merci particulier à MBG, à Future Breeze et à Jean-Paul. Alors, à votre demande répétée encore une fois.
Thank you.
To finish up this evening's show, I'm going to return actually to Blut number one and play a track from EPC side. I've already wibbled on about EPC in last month's show, so rather than repeating myself and boring you all with that, I'll refer you back to that show if you're interested in EPC. This particular track is called Retour d'Acne, I guess the return of his acne.
Thank you.
going to play us out this evening with a final track from Taciturn, also from Blut 3, brilliant album in my opinion. This one's called Guero.
Yeah,
no, So that was a brief whirlwind tour through the back catalogue of Blut Records. Hope you enjoyed it. Catch you soon for some more history of indefinable music here on Pitchless.